Welcome back to the Women of Marvel podcast, where the women of Marvel assemble to talk all things Marvel and more. I'm Adri Cowan. I'm the social media manager.
And I'm Judy Stevens. I'm associate producer. And we're bringing you today a guest who knows all things about audio. Judy, why don't you introduce yourself?
I am Angie Cornett. I am the executive producer and division director at Graphic Audio. And we make graphic audio a movie in your mind.
I'm so
audio entertainment or audiobooks.
Oh, I'm so glad we get to talk to you because I want more people to know about this. It has graphic audio has saved my commutes at times when I used
awesome.
To do really long drives. And I'd love to hear from your lips what graphic audio is to tell our audience who may not be familiar, and then tell us a little bit about what you do there.
Okay. Well, graphic audio is, just like I said, a movie in your mind. It is an audiobook, but not your ordinary audiobook. We have cinematic music in. A lot of it is a lot of the themes are composed originally by our in-house composers, so they're original themes. We have sound effects. Some of it's Foley work that we create here. And we have a full cast of actors. So some of our productions, for example, Civil War had I think close to 50 actors on it, and then we have so it's like a full production. Typically, they run anywhere between 5 and 8 hours long, and you can get them on CDs or you can get them on download formats. We even have a very high fidelity FLAC format, which is just awesome to listen to. And we did actually one of your titles, Spider-Man. Drowned in Thunder was done in 5.1 surround sound, so you could get you were feeling the web just like crossing over your head, and it was pretty cool. Anyway, so that is what we do. We create, we take novelizations, and we make it come to life in your ears.
And you do this with a lot of different properties, so it's not just Marvel, but we're psyched that Marvel is involved. How did you get started working with Marvel and kind of taking those books and bringing them to life in audio?
That's a great story in itself. We just finished doing Snakes on a Plane. We actually adapted Snakes on a Plane, the movie, right to graphic audio. And there's a long, funny story about that for another time. But at that point, I was shopping around, and I did work. I did start working with the distinguished competition, and we did hone our skills a little bit doing some audiobooks there with them. And I did come to you guys, but it was a no for about 7 years. Then finally we were able to do a cool deal, and we were able to bring Civil War. That was our first big production with you guys, and at that time we had really honed our skills on this, and it was fun to do. It was a really fun production.
And now, as the executive producer / division director, what does that mean? Tell us what that means.
That means you're a jack of all trades.
Yes, you wear all the hats.
I manage all of graphic audio, everything from the marketing, the sales, the editorial, the legal licensing part of it, dramaturging a property, all the way to overseeing the production and doing all the social for it.
That's so cool. I love that we get to talk to you, too, because it shows a different way that women and anyone can get involved in Marvel. This is a way that, you don't think of right first off when you think, oh, how can I work at Marvel? This is an awesome way, even if you're studying sound and sales and audio, it's a great way to get involved in the publications in a different light.
Absolutely. It's really cool. You get to work with very creative, talented people. We do have fanboys here that know the Marvel Universe well, and it's really a fun process all the way around.
Can you tell us a little bit about your career path? Sort of, how did you come to be at Graphic Audio?
Well, the Cutting Corporation, which is the parent company, is an audio production company. I went to Carnegie Mellon University and got my degree in music composition, and had to learn recording production as part of my degree, and also did an industrial management background as well. Here's a fun fact. I roamed the halls when Agent May was roaming the halls. Ming-Na Wen went to Carnegie Mellon at the same time. She was a couple years older than me, but she was...
That is so cool.
at the College of Fine Arts. And I started working here in audio production as a sound engineer. So I was working back in the day with tape, and I'd splice tape and record with old analog reel-to-reel decks. And so from there, it's this particular company has been a fun company to work at. They were the recording audio industry in general is typically more male-dominated. You still are seeing women come through and shine, and this place has been wonderful because, you know, they noticed what I was able to offer and what I could do, and then I was able to manage graphic audio and kind of help build it up, which has been fantastic. And it's been wonderful because even in our stable of directors and sound designers, we have two wonderful young ladies that work with me in the group. And it's rare to find women in this field, but, you know, if you really work hard and you really want to do it, you can.
I think now would be a great time to let the audience hear what something from graphic audio would sound like. It really is like a movie for your mind. It's not just an audiobook. It has character descriptions, costumes, music, sound effects. So let's take a little listen right now.
Graphic Audio presents Marvel Comics Civil War. Energy tingled across his skin, dancing along the millimeter-thick sheath covering his body. Wireless sensors reached out, touched matching circuits on boots, chest plate, leggings. Microprocessors winked to life. Armor plates snapped open, seeking out his body, locking into place, completing each circuit in turn. Gloves clicked on the fingers. The helmet came last, wafting easily into his hands. He lifted it onto his head and snapped the faceplate down. For the first light of dawn, Tony Stark rose up into the Manhattan sky. Avengers Tower dropped...
So that was amazing. I'm so excited to hear more of it. Why don't you tell us a little bit sort of how the process is for putting together a book? Where do you start?
It's a long process, the process begins first with a script adapter. Typically, it is one of our fanboys because they know the Marvel Universe very well, they're able to, pair off and figure out who the cast is going to be and all of that, and then, or break out what the roles are going to be. We have a stable of, amazingly talented actors in the Washington, D.C. area coming from, a thriving theater community. So we've got all these wonderful people we get to work with. And then once it's done from the script adaptation stage, it goes to a director. The director prepares the script. He basically casts the script, he or she. And then they bring in all the actors in and, we record all the different voices. And then a fantastic sound designer puts everything together. They get the vocals all together. They layer up the sound effects, sometimes making the sound effects. As I was saying, we do Foley work right here. We have either a composer or sometimes a sound designer's composer write original theme for it, and then we put the whole thing together, and it comes to life. It's just amazing.
It's like a full theater production. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I want to picture the sound effects guys with all these things on a table and, shoes and making, walking sounds. Is it all digital?
Yeah, there's been times where, they're supposed to be chomping on, there might be, here's a good scene. Nan was explaining to me at one time as one of our directors that she had to imitate the sound of someone chewing on, dried fish or something, and the person was a vegetarian, so she had to bring dried fruit in, and so they're chomping while they're talking. the microphone is pretty cool.
That sounds like the best job ever.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
What do you think? I mean, obviously every project is a little different, but what's the timeline from start to finish?
4 to 5 months, something to that range. When you have something as big as Civil War and upcoming, we've got the Secret Wars. When you've got something like as big as Secret Wars, when you have such amount of Marvel Universe characters in it, it takes time to get all of that put together. So, you know, about 4 to 5 months.
Wow, it sounds really amazing to sort of, you know, obviously hearing it is one thing, but seeing sort of what goes on beyond in the background, and you're managing every single one of those pieces. So props to you.
Well, thank you, but I have to give props to my peeps. You know, that's the thing about working here is you have people that are passionate. I've worked with some of these guys for over a decade now. I have an amazing production manager, Dwayne Beeman. I have to give a shout out to him. And then, of course, my two huge Marvel comic directors here, Richard Rowan, who's also the velvety voice that you hear in a lot of our productions, and Scott McCormick. And I have to give props to the team. The sound designers, we've had Patrick Stratton and Thomas Hogan working on it. And Thomas Hogan, may I say, is an amazing composer. All I can say is I gush over these guys because they're so talented. You just see it written on the word, and they just bring it to life. It's like, wow. And so, and then the, you know, stable of actors, just amazing. You know, I've always shocked because I get to listen to it as soon as it comes out, and I'm like, you know, popping it in the car and just like on my commute, and I'm like astounded every time.
Do you sometimes feel tempted to ask them to record your voicemail message?
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know what? That's so funny that you say that. I actually have a promotion where we do that one time a year. We allow everybody to, you know, kind of participate and try to get, you know, the people select whoever gets a certain voice. And Rick has done many voice messages for people.
I love it.
That sounds amazing. I would totally. That's something that, like, I always want to have someone, not me, do my voice message just to, like, switch it up sometimes.
That's funny. I think everybody feels that way about their voice.
So for our listeners at home, do you have any advice for anyone who would like to, you know, jump into this field?
I think, you know, this has been something that just sort of migrated or generated and it's to itself. And I think the big thing is be open to opportunities. You know, be willing to do the hard work that's necessary, and there is a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I make it sound fun, but there is a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that goes behind this. And just be able to shift gears quickly and adapt. I mean, I think being a jack of all trades is important, and just being open to doing what needs to be done.
Hear, hear. So, for those at home, how can they find all these amazing pieces?
They can go to www.graphicaudio.net. We have all of our wonderful Marvel productions at www.graphicaudio.net. We do have a Facebook page. Just look up Graphic Audio, a Twitter social account, and as we also have where you can follow us. And we also have a SoundCloud where you can also listen to all the clips.
I'm definitely going to go and dig up that SoundCloud when I'm back at my desk.
Oh, definitely. Well, if you go to the website, we have it all up right on the top of the page. You can just go one after another. Check it out.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us. This is amazing. It's always great to hear about different industries that any woman or man can work in.
Yes.
But it is the women of Marvel,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, obviously. We want to highlight all the astonishing women working in our industry wherever you are around the world. So thanks for joining us, Angie. It's been amazing.
Well, thank you guys for having me. This has been fun.
Thanks. We're going to leave our audience with one more clip and check out our new Instagram for the Women of Marvel podcast. It's instagram.com/thewomenofmarvel. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
From above, the van didn't look suspicious. Iron Man watched it pull back onto the interstate.
I'm streaming you video from my cameras. Confirm that as the vehicle identified from surveillance footage?
That's a confirm, Iron Man. Only gray 1990 Econoline in the region. Sorry it took all afternoon to find. We were looking west on I-10 until a trooper called in the missing plates. They're coming up on the off-ramp.
Understood. Thank you, Highway Patrol. Preparing to engage.
Copy that.
Jarvis, give me thermal imaging scope and fix on target.
Iron Man's video feed switched to hazy infrared. He could pick out shapes inside the van now.
Okay, one driver, one front passenger. Very hot spot in the back. That's our boy. That's a lock.
Iron Man sped up a little and arced across the evening sky. He felt omnipotent when he was...
This is Marvel, your universe.